الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Praise be to Allah alone. We praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is a truly guided one, and whomsoever Allah leads astray, no one can show him guidance. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, in this segment we'll be speaking about the first pillar of Islam. As you all know, that Islam consists of five pillars. It cannot be a religion without any of them. Ash-shahada is the first one, and we will learn its meaning shortly. Then as-salah, or offering the prayers. Fasting, or in Arabic is known as as-siyam or as-sawm. Then az-zakah, which is paying alms. And finally, al-hajj, which is the fifth pillar, performing pilgrimage to the ancient house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Mecca. And now we're going to live in the next few minutes with the first pillar of Islam, which is ash-shahada. Ash-shahada is the entry to Islam, is the testimony of faith. Is when the person is convinced with the idea of Islam, with the religion of Islam, and he or she would like to become Muslims, then they must believe in and utter the following statement, which is known as the testimony of faith or ash-shahada. It's also known as al-kalima, even though it's not only one word. The word kalima in Arabic means a word, but because each word of this faith is indivisible and inseparable from it, the person must pronounce it entirely and believe in each and every word of its components, then it's also called Al-Kalima, as Allah referred to it in the Quran in more than one position. For instance, let's learn first Ash-Shahada. I have to say it and what it means. Ash-Shahada, or the testimony of faith, is to say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. So it entails two things. Number one, testifying to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that consists of two parts. Number one, negation, then affirmation. Negation, negating that there is any God to be worshipped. Then affirming and confirming that only Allah, the only God who is worthy of worship. That is the meaning of لا إله then illallah. There is no God to be worshipped but Allah alone. And the second part of this phrase is Muhammadun Rasulullah. And Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a messenger of Allah. And that also entails to believe in the following fact, that all the prophets who have been sent before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam were also the messengers of God. As the Quran mentioned 25 of them, and the Sunnah informed us about many others. So that is the meaning of Ash-Shahada or Al-Kalima. The word is to say, I bear witness that there is no God to be worshipped but Allah alone, and Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his last messenger. That also means monotheism. You believe in the oneness of Allah. You believe in one God. He is the creator. He is the Lord. He is the provider and the sustainer. And he's the only one who is worthy of worship, and no one is ever equivalent to him or can be compared to him. There is a beautiful chapter of the Quran, very brief in its verses, but it has a great meaning, and it represents one third of the entire Quran, even though it's only one line consisting of four verses. It is called Surah Al-Ikhlas, or Chapter of Sincerity, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to say the following. Say, Allah is the only one. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. He is the only one. Obviously, He is the only creator. He is the only Lord. He is the only one who is worthy of worship. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. He is the self-sufficient. He is the independent. And all creatures are His dependents. He is the provider. He is the sustainer. He is the provider of everything. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He begets not, nor was he begotten. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And no one is ever equivalent or comparable to him. As far as the third verse, the third ayah, which is لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ, in order to confirm the fact that what some of the people of the scriptures, I mean Christians of course, and also the Jews, those who believe that God had a son, had a wife, or whatever, this is entirely false. لَمْ يَلِدْ, he begets not. وَلَمْ يُولَدْ, nor was he begotten. Because Allah the Almighty has no beginning and will have no end. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانٍ. Allah said in one chapter which is known as Ar-Rahman, the Beneficent, everything that exists and everything on its surface on earth will perish. وَهَبَقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Only Allah will remain eternally. He is the eternal. He is the omnipotent. Allah the Almighty has the most beautiful names, traits and attributes, which the last verse of chapter Al-Ikhlas describes it as وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. His traits are not shared by anybody else. No one has any of the traits of Allah the Almighty. So in brief, that is the meaning of أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Then we have to also understand that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not an unprecedented prophet. He did not bring a new religion. No, as a matter of fact, his mission, his message, was preached by all the prophets before him. For instance, in chapter Al-A'raf, Allah Almighty says, قَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. Verily, we have sent Nuh to his people. To do what? أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرٍ. You should worship Allah alone. You have no other God besides him. إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Because I fear for you the torment of a grievous day, the day of judgment. If we go to the second chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Were you witnesses then when death has come to Prophet Jacob, Yaqub, peace be upon him? He gathered his sons and he said, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Whom are you going to worship after my death? قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. We are going to continue to worship your God, who is the God of your fathers, Prophet Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac. He is one God, and unto him we submit ourselves. We believe in his oneness. Allah the Almighty says in the Quran, in Surah An-Nisa, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah does not forgive sitting partners to him in worship. So those who claim that Allah is more than one, or the Lord could be three in one, or more than one, or he has begotten a son, or was he born, or any of these theories, they are not believers. They are not monotheistic. Monotheism is to believe in the oneness of Allah. He is the only creator, and he is the only one who is worthy of worship, and he has the most beautiful names and attributes which no one shares with him. This is the concept of monotheism in Islam. Yet he forgives any sin other than shirk. So if any person believes in the oneness of Allah and has knowledge into sins, even major sins, and he sought forgiveness from Allah, the Lord, the only one who is worthy of worship, his sins will be forgiven. As Allah the Almighty said, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. And also in the same chapter he says, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا. Whosoever sits partners to Allah in worship has gone astray, further away, or has committed a grievous sin. You have to be very careful. The good news before we wrap it up for this segment is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ مَاتَ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ. That is the best news. Whoever dies while believing in the oneness of Allah and does not seek partners to Allah in worship, Allah will take him to paradise. In one hadith, he asked one of his companions by the name Mu'adh, he said, Oh Mu'adh, do you know what Allah's right upon his servants? He said, Allah and his messenger know best. He said, Allah's right upon the servant is to worship him alone and not to seek partners to him in worship. Then he asked him furthermore another question. He said, Oh Mu'adh, do you know what will be people's right upon Allah if they do so? He said, Allah and his messenger knows best. He said that they will be saved. They will not be punished. They shall receive salvation on the day of judgment. The greatest news lies in this hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, said, whosoever's last statement before death will be, La ilaha illallah shall enter paradise. That's basically the conclusion of one's belief and one's life and inclination towards obeying Allah the Almighty. Not every person can say it, rather only the true believers, those who really said it while they know its meaning, they meant it and they acted upon it. So, the only way that a person can receive salvation on the day of judgment and make it safely to heaven is via believing in the oneness of Allah. And by the way, as I mentioned earlier, it is inseparable from that to believe that Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the last messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. Thank you, brothers and sisters, and until next time, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.